So apparently, today's the day that you got to watch out, because that wonderful dreamy world of romance may all come crashing down. I don't know if this is really true or not, but December 11th, apparently, Kitty, was dubbed Breakup Day all the way back in 2008.
Did someone do a study and say, if you were broken up, if you broke up with a significant other this year, could you please tell us the date that that happened?
Yeah, it's way too scientific. They just looked at Facebook.
Like in a relationship to not, it's complicated?
Yes, and they looked at status updates and they found, according to this story.
How did they get in everyone's Facebook to see it?
Exactly.
How are they friends with everyone on Facebook?
I know. They never accept our requests, but apparently this person does. They said they found a ton of people breaking up exactly 2 weeks before Christmas. And they also found that there tend to be more breakups on Mondays. So it's like a double whammy this year. So the reasons they claim, one, the holidays are stressful and maybe you've been having second thoughts of bringing your significant other around to see your family. And I guess you can't break up with your family. So you got to go the other way.
You can break up with your family.
That's true. Also, they say a surprising number of people will break up just to get out of buying someone a gift. Now, I don't think you need to fully break up. I feel like if you don't want to get someone a gift, you just get in a fight with them and wait until the said event passes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get back together. And a lot of people think like, oh, you know what? I'm going to start a new year, start a new romance. And here we go. I'm trying to think if I've ever been broken up with regarding someone not wanting to get me a gift.
I kind of wish they would have. Some of them, because some of the gifts that I've gotten for the holidays were like, you bought me a backpack? Like, that was a gift 1 year, a record crate.
Now, a record crate. I mean, come on. That is...
with no records?
Romantic. Oh, there were no records in it?
No, just the crate to put my records in.
So was it wrapped?
I had to put it together.
You know, maybe I think we need to do, as we get closer to the holidays, just a segment of just bad gifts, embarrassing gifts that we've received over the years.
Or given.
Yeah.
I think of the ones I've given. I don't think my mom really liked the double boiler I bought her 1 year.
Now, come on. That was thoughtful. That was sweet.
Uh-huh.